Sarah knows firsthand what it means to have a loved one living with a rare disease. Her father has transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, ATTRCM, a devastating rare disease which leads to congestive heart failure and ultimately death. From Sarah's medical training and professional experience, she was able to identify his risk factors and help him get an early diagnosis to enable treatment that will make a difference for him. Nocardiosis is a life-threatening disease if unrecognized and maltreated. A recent case of disseminated nocardiosis in a patient with idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura under steroid therapy was presented. The patient described a 2-week history of progressive symmetrical limb weakness, fatigue, and profuse sweating. A brain MRI revealed ring-enhanced lesions at the cerebellum and left parietal lobe with brain edema. We administered antibiotics and dexamethasone to ameliorate the brain edema. For your ovarian surgery, you will be admitted the day before surgery. Plan to arrive at 10 a.m., and once you have checked in, a nurse will help you prepare. The anesthesiologist will come to see you and talk with you about anesthetic choices and what to expect during and after surgery. If preoperative testing is required, samples of blood or urine may be taken. And then our staff will help to make sure you get a good night's sleep. Periodontal disease is a complication of diabetes mellitus. The association of periodontitis with diabetic retinopathy is controversial. A cross-sectional descriptive study was conducted at a diabetes center in Omdurman, Sudan, during the period from July to September 2018. Periodontal diseases were found in 22% of patients, and retinopathy was present in 34.6%. Lovely to see you again, Mr. Giorgio. Last time, you were having trouble with bad side effects from the high dosage of this medication. How are you going now with the lower dose? That's great. And how is the joint pain? Recently, I was given some information about a new topical ointment for treating joint pain. It isn't available to the public yet, but trials may begin soon. Would you be interested in joining a trial?